Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. As part of my own rehabilitation after surgery, I've been walking 3-4 miles a day. And then I run across this study saying that in certain people who exercise a lot, it actually increases the calcium buildup in the heart, which I find confusing. So let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. So explain to me why there would be a study indicating that there is this, well, what sounds like a serious drawback to getting a lot of exercise.
Right. So it's actually a really good question. There's some sort of interesting history behind this. So 30, 40 years ago, when people would have chest pain, there were only really invasive tests to determine if they had coronary artery disease. So they started looking for different ways of doing things, and they came up with this coronary artery scan. And it's really a specialized CT scan of the heart that looks at calcium in the coronary arteries. So they've developed this so-called coronary calcium scan, and it really is meant to measure calcium-containing plaque within your arteries. By measuring this calcified plaque, it gives you some sort of an estimate of the amount of coronary artery disease that's present. They developed a scoring system over time, and the scoring system was supposed to be correlated to the amount of plaque that you potentially had in your heart. Mm-hmm. And what they found was regular physical activity was associated with a dose-dependent reduction in the risk of obesity and diabetes, heart attack, stroke, and death. But then at the same time, they found this paradoxical effect that there was an increase in the amount of calcium that was being deposited into the coronary arteries. So it creates this confusing picture. Is exercise good or is exercise bad?
Yeah. Well, which is it?
Right. So
we want to know.
Exercise is good.
Okay.
And I think there were some challenges with the study. First of all, it's an observational study. So they looked at 25,485 people, of which 90% of them were men and 10% were women. And they were age at least 30. And they had at least 2 different calcium artery scores taken to be able to participate in the study. And 47% of them were inactive, and 15% of them were moderately active. Then the rest were intensely physically active, meaning that they ran, in this case, 6.5 kilometers per day or more. But there were some challenges because the people who were physically active actually tended to be older and less likely to smoke than the less physically active participants. In fact, those people who were older, as a result of their exercise most likely, and probably more attention to diet and lifestyle, had lower cholesterol, yet they had more evidence of calcium deposits in their coronary arteries. Now, the thing is, the groups aren't the same. You're actually looking at 2 very different groups of people. And one, you can sort them out just strictly by age. So because they were older, they actually had more time to develop coronary artery calcium over the course of their lifetime. So it's probably a process that goes on for a long time over the course of our life, and it develops at different rates of speed in different people based on genetic factors, based on lifestyle factors. Ultimately, we develop soft plaques, and then over the time, we develop calcified plaques as part of the natural aging process. And I think that this may actually be just a natural progression of aging and not necessarily such a paradoxical relationship to exercise.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Thank you, Dr. Cohen.
Thanks, Dave.